A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chaleos with your daily coronavirus update. The Utah Department of Health is reporting 463 new cases of COVID-19 since yesterday. 7 additional deaths are also reported. Just under 27,000 people were vaccinated yesterday, meaning over 54% of those 16 and older have at least one dose. A shot and a beer at a Houston area brewery aims to get people more vaccinated. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Hosting a drive-through COVID vaccination site, St. Arnold Brewing Company in Houston. Founder Brock Wagner says he hopes other businesses follow suit.
Not only for our own safety, for our team members' safety, it's good for business, it's good for society.
This man says it was easy.
I'm on their email list. They gave me a day, easy to pick out a time, and another reason to come down and visit the brewery.
Another.
I think it's a neat idea because it helps speed up the process.
St. Arnold will hold a second drive-through next month for the second dose. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Salt Lake County is getting a big shipment of COVID vaccine doses. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says it could also be easier to get that shot next week.
The county will have an extra 20,000 vaccine doses to distribute next week. Mayor Jenny Wilson told Dave and Dujanovic they'll be opening up the clinic at Mountain America Expo Center for walk-ins. No appointment needed.
You do not need an appointment next week. If you go to Mountain America between 10 and 2, Monday through Saturday.
Mayor Wilson says all three vaccines, including Johnson & Johnson, will be available at Mountain America and at the Maverick Center drive-through site, where appointments are still necessary. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
A new report from the European Union claims Russian and Chinese media are systematically seeking to sow mistrust in Western COVID-19 vaccines.
The new report claims that from December to April, Russian and Chinese state media pushed fake news online in multiple languages, sensationalizing vaccine safety concerns, making unfounded links between jabs and deaths in Europe, and promoting Russian and Chinese vaccines as superior. The Kremlin and Beijing have denied the allegations. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.